Retail spending by you surprised. So too did the deficit. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 16th day of October. Thanks for coming by. Speaking of spending, a new study tells us what you're doing with your money. Detroit is buzzing about electric vehicles. Some black scholars are committed to educate about disinformation. We'll dig a bit deeper into the retail sales numbers. We've got the Wall Street Report. And Coke pulls the plug on a famous soft drink. Also today, because it's Friday, Jeff Pitts from CityView is in with stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, we're on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, consumers, that would be you, spent big in September as retail sales numbers climbed by 1.9%. Economists had expected an increase of just 0.7%, so you blew that estimate out of the water. Wall Street zeroed in on that, and for a while today, the Dow was posting some big numbers. But when reality hit, with regard to no more stimulus and the fact that the U.S. deficit has now ballooned to, get this, $3.1 trillion for the fiscal year that ended in September. Well, that just quieted everything. The monthly budget statement caps a full year of economic catastrophe and unprecedented relief measures. The coronavirus pandemic first slammed businesses, corporations, and households in February and continues to wreak havoc on the U.S. economic growth as case counts continue to swing higher. The fallout prompted Congress to allocate several trillion dollars for fiscal support, including the $2.2 trillion CARES Act passed back in March. In all, government outlays leaped to $6.6 trillion this year from the $4.4 trillion total last year. Meanwhile, on the other side of the ledger, receipts reached $3.4 trillion, reflecting a drop in tax revenue from the year-ago period as Americans struggled through the once-in-a-century pandemic. How all of this impacted Wall Street? I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Speaking of spending, COVID-19 has had a broad impact on the way we spend and what we have to spend. TD Bank's 2020 Money Matters survey asked more than 1,000 U.S. consumers about their spending behaviors both before and after the pandemic started, and they found that there have been some major shifts in our everyday money habits. For example, nearly one in three Americans are paying for things digitally. In addition, the TD Bank survey found that 37% of Americans said they are less likely to carry cash due to the virus, and 87% believe the pandemic will speed up the transition into a cashless society. Millennials, in particular, seem ready to transition to a cashless society. 55% say they are less likely to carry cash now than before the pandemic. Now, on the downside, a cashless society impacts people of color more than white folks, as access to banking is lower among African Americans. Half of all Americans surveyed who received a stimulus check said that they used it to cover everyday essentials. Other common uses were paying off existing debt and saving for a large milestone. And when it comes to treating ourselves, we thought this was interesting. 30% of Americans said that they have not changed their spending habits due to the pandemic. In other words, they're just going out and having a good time. However, that leaves some 70% who have altered their spending on treating themselves. Also, we know that you've been doing more online shopping. About 3 in 10 Americans have said they've increased their spending online. Gen X, in particular, is spending big online, with 36% saying they've spent more during the pandemic. And finally, even though Americans have lost their jobs, it seems like they have not been reliant on opening new lines of credit to cover expenses. Most of those people surveyed, 85%, said they have not applied for a new credit card during the pandemic. Lots of stuff there. You know, once destined for closure, General Motors' Detroit Hamtramck assembly plant has since been reborn with a new mission. What is that? To solely build electric vehicles. And today, GM announced the factory has a new name. It's going to be called Factory Zero. The factory will build the new GMC Hummer EV electric truck late this year. It's also expected to build the Cruise Origin, a self-driving electric vehicle designed by GM and Honda. The factory had been slated to close as part of a massive restructuring at the company, but it was saved following negotiations with the United Auto Workers Union during last year's strike. Factory Zero will eventually employ about 2,200 workers, and GM announced earlier this year it's investing $2.2 billion into the factory for retooling and upgrades so it could be used to build electric vehicles. The site, get this, this is interesting, the site also has a 16.5-acre wildlife habitat that's going to be home to foxes, wild turkeys, and monarch butterflies. Last month, GM competitor Ford announced plans for a new factory at its large River Rouge plant in Dearborn, Michigan, that will build the new all-electric F-150 pickup trucks. Today we learned that a group of U.S. black scholars, activists, and writers have launched a new project to combat misleading information online around voting, reparations, and immigration. The National Black Cultural Information Trust seeks to counter trolls on Twitter and other social media platforms that attempt to discourage black voters from participating in elections or seek to turn black voters against other communities of color like Hispanics or Asian Americans. Teach-ins, webinars, workshops, and town hall discussions will be hosted by the group to strengthen public awareness. So let's go back and dig a little bit deeper into the latest retail sales numbers from today. The widespread economic reports have shown mixed signals about the recovery. Some reports indicate that the recovery remains underway, while others signal that it's petering out. A fresh look at retail sales came in much stronger than expected. The U.S. Census Bureau released its advanced estimates of U.S. retail food and food service sales for September of 2020. And the seasonally adjusted report was, as we just said, up by 1.9%. Now, while the report is given a leeway of 0.5% on either side, the EconoDay consensus was calling for a 0.7% gain in September. August's gain, by the way, was also just 0.6%. What happened? Now, the so-called non-store retailers, that would be e-commerce and catalogs, saw a whopping 23.8% gain from September of last year. The category for building materials, garden equipment, and supply dealers was up a sharp 19.1% from a year ago. Clothing and accessories saw an 11% rise in September, and the category for sporting goods, music, and books rose by 5.7%. One category that did post a decline was electronics and appliance sales, down 1.6% from August. One of the reasons? Good luck finding appliances and some hard-to-find electronics. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 112 points and snapped a three-day losing streak to close at 28,606. The S&P 500 was up fractionally to 3,483, and the NASDAQ once again ended down, losing 0.4 and falling to 11,671. The major averages were up for most of the day until late in the session, when they gave up large gains as big tech shares were sold off. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 notched their third straight weekly gain, and the NASDAQ, even though it fell today, posted a four-week winning streak. Boeing led the Dow higher after the European aviation regulator said the Boeing 737 MAX jet is safe to fly again. Boeing was up by 1.9%. Meanwhile, Amazon fell by 1.9% on concerns over the sales from its Prime Day event. And finally, there is this. Coca-Cola's tap has run dry on Tab, its first diet soda as the soft drink giant restructures during the pandemic. Now, Tab became an iconic brand for what was called the beautiful people back in the 1970s and early 1980s. But global sales had dwindled to 0.1% by last year, according to market research. Still, Coca-Cola kept the brand alive to satisfy devoted, sassy fans known as Tabaholics. Coca-Cola has already discontinued Odwalla brand juices and smoothies this year and will shut down its Zico coconut water brand and some regional products as it calls labels during the pandemic that haven't shown growth. And frankly, to be truthful, we'd never heard of either Odwalla juices or Zico coconut water. You? Hey, not us. All right, it is Friday, and you know what that means. Jeff Pitts, the managing editor for City View Magazine, is in with us. He's going to be talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. It's all kinds of fun straight ahead. Thanks for listening.